Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of the second quarter. We're happy that you find time for a conference call between two major soccer matches. Our CEO, Peter Laschet, will give an overview on current figures. You can watch the PowerPoint presentation on the internet, and after the presentation, Mr. Laschet and Mr. Keller will be ready to answer a question. If you have dialed into the English conference, please ask your questions exclusively in English. Mr. Laschet and Mr. Keller will answer in German, and the answers will be translated simultaneously for the English conference. I now pass the floor to Mr. Laschet.
Thank you very much, Mr. Heinbacher. You, of course, mentioned one buzzword. You can imagine how I feel this morning that we had a bit of football magic or anti-magic. No, we hope that tonight will be a magic night for us here in Bavaria. That said, let me start with the news that's probably most important to you. We are lowering our profit forecast for fiscal 2012. For us, it's just as important that we are on track to achieve our targets for revenue and new orders over the fiscal year as a whole. Let's now turn to the second quarter results. As expected, it was not an easy quarter. The global economy seems to be stabilizing, but at a considerably lower level. In Europe, the debate on the sovereign debt crisis has calmed down a bit since the beginning of the year, but economists still forecast a slight recession. Growth of the emerging countries continues to be dynamic, but the pace is slower than 2 years ago. This also applies to China, by the way. A slight election year upswing is expected in the USA. In this rather muted economic environment, our new order volume declined by 13% to about 18 billion euros, mainly because fewer major orders were received than in the previous year's quarter. Our revenue developed satisfactorily, growing 9% year over year to roughly 19 billion euros. However, income from continuing operations at about 1 billion euros came in below our expectations. Two items had the biggest negative impact on profit. For one, we had to book an equity investment loss of 640 million euros for NSN in the second quarter. For another, burdens at the power transmission division again had an adverse effect. In the second quarter, this amounted to 278 million euros. Delays in North Sea platform projects for the transmission of power to Germany are the main reason for this. These are the projects we mentioned during the last quarter, and these platforms are five times as far from the mainland, have twice the capacity, and weigh five times as much as the platforms erected off the coast of the UK. So this is something which, this is a platform where Siemens has already been quite successful. These platforms are extremely demanding, for example, the weather conditions at sea and the complex administrative approval processes. Every single weld seam of a transmission platform must be thoroughly documented and inspected. The regulatory authorities are venturing into uncharted waters as well. For example, a final decision still has not been reached on whether platforms of this size should be governed by regulations for ships or for oil platforms. Nevertheless, we have a fairly clear picture of the situation, and we're in the process of solving the problems. Project adjustments of such magnitude are painful. However, they are typical of pioneering projects, of ventures into uncharted territory. Throughout our history, we have dared to do that time and again. And ultimately, it is precisely projects like these that distinguish true pioneers. The situation in our transformer and high-voltage switchgear businesses is also difficult, but for completely different reasons. Aggressive competition from Asia has subjected the market to high price pressure. To secure our strong position in this business in the future, we will quickly and rigorously take action wherever we see structural challenges. The performance of all the other businesses of the energy sector ranges from good to very good. The sector is robust and intact. Business at the wind power division is backed on track, and profitable. Despite the more intense competition, the division was able to assert itself in the market with its outstanding portfolio of products and through its leading position in the offshore segment. Fossil Power was once again the most profitable division of the entire company. Highlights in the past quarter include major orders for advanced combined cycle power plant projects in South Korea and in Saudi Arabia. Our pioneering work in the development of the H-frame gas turbine is clearly paying off. It will be deployed in South Korea. Also, the project in Saudi Arabia is being supported by the Export-Import Bank of the United States, a success attributable to our positioning in the USA with a new factory in Charlotte. Revenue development at the infrastructure and cities sector was moderate in the past quarter. Due to the decline in the number of new major orders in the rail business, new order volume dipped slightly. However, revenue and income rose. We've opened two new factories in the Indian state of Goa to manufacture products for the construction and expansion of power distribution grids. This marks further progress in the development of the new sector. As part of a major contract to supply the Olympic city of Sochi with regional trains, the Rail Systems Division shipped the first trains. This underscores Siemens' position as the biggest supplier of rail technology in the strategic growth market of Russia. The performance of our industry sector's short cycle business remains robust. We are very pleased about the opening of the Hanover Trade Fair yesterday and the day before. It was very positive for us. The ever more aggressive international competition and rising raw material costs are fueling demand for solutions that increase productivity and lower energy consumption. By acquiring RuggedCom, a Canadian company, and IBS, a German company, this sector strengthened its position in the industrial software and IT markets. The healthcare sector has maintained its leading position in the field of medical technology. Both revenue and new orders rose. However, profit declined slightly year over year due to bookings related to the Agenda 2013. The new Magneton Spectra, a magnetic resonance imaging system with excellent image quality and top speed, proves once again Siemens has the capability to bring first-class innovations into the global market for clinical products quickly and at a competitive price. We developed this system as a smart product and produce it in China. This shows that our innovation strategy is paying off. We are well prepared for the future. For the second year in a row, Siemens is the European patent champion with more European patent applications in 2011 than any other company. Ladies and gentlemen, to summarize, the global market environment remains muted. While our revenue rose considerably, new orders did not attain the previous year's level because large project business declined. As far as the fiscal year as a whole is concerned, we are on track to achieve our targets for revenue and new orders. Due to burdens from energy transmission project in Germany, the quarter income did not meet our expectations. We are systematically tackling these problems. Overall, the company is well prepared for the future. The broad setup of the sectors is proving itself, and on balance, our innovation power is paying off. Finally, let me give you our outlook. We confirm our expectation that organic revenue growth will be moderate and that new orders will exceed revenue. We anticipate that most of our businesses, including the short cycle businesses of the industry sector, will deliver strong earnings performance. Due to the challenges mainly at power transmission, we now expect income from continuing operations to be 600 to 800 million euros lower than our original forecast, which was 6 billion euros.
Thank you very much, Mr. Löscher. We now come to the Q&A session. Mr. Löscher, Mr. Käser will happily answer your question, but before we do that, I pass the floor to the operator, who will tell you and explain you how you can ask questions. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The Q&A session is computer-based. If you want to ask a question, please press asterisk 1 on the keypad of your telephone. If you're in the English-speaking conference, please ask your questions exclusively in English. Let's now wait for a second to allow everybody to dial into the telephone conference, into the conference call. Can we start? Yes, we have our first question from Fritz Brian, Financial Times. Good morning, gentlemen. I have three questions. First question, your forecast for fiscal year. We see that the outlook excludes significant portfolio effects and impacts from legal and regulation-related matters. What is that meant to say? Second question, one of your PowerPoint slides, you talk about revenue growth 4.6% as compared to 9.2% and competitors. And the question is, why will Siemens grow slower than competitors? And the third question, we had a major jump in net debt increase and less cash. Is this a normal development or are there specific reasons for this? Thank you very much. Mr. Kaiser, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the three questions. With regard to our forecast, legal and regulatory matters is nothing else than we have to make provisions for unexpected burdens or advantages caused by changes in legal matters. So this is just a precautionary measure. There's no specific background. With regard to portfolio effects, we can theoretically imagine that M&A activities will lead to burdens or gains which are not covered by the regular business development. There's no concrete background information on either one of the two items, the precautionary measures, nothing else. We have already included potential restructuring measures. And so far, there was no major change with regard to the original forecast from November 2011. Comparison of growth forecasts are based on the assumption that we focus on organic growth and less on M&A growth. And this explains differences with regard to competitors, because some major competitors have generated growth by mergers and acquisitions. Net debt has increased, that's true, which is due to the fact that in the second quarter of fiscal year, we had to pay a dividend of 3 billion euros. And the free cash flow is a different matter. After two very strong years, 2009-2010, we faced a situation where net cash flow declined due to the fact that in 2009-2010 we had a very high new order volume with corresponding payments, and now have to implement the project for which we have already received advanced payments. So this is a very normal effect of a strong new order volume of 2009 and 2010. Thank you very much. Next question, please. The next question comes from Axel Hubner, Handelsblatt. Good morning, gentlemen. I also have three questions regarding offshore wind parks. Mr. Löscher, would you say that you have made some mistakes, or are these inevitable problems which you have to face with the pioneering projects, and how long do you expect the burden to continue? The second question covers a similar field. You said that a year ago that Siemens is a normal company. Would you say that there's still a sort of a Siemens disease? And third question, you are rather moderate with your M&A acquisitions. You try to acquire new know-how, but not so much major companies. Will this development continue? Will this trend continue? Thank you very much. We have a very clear strategy. No, we had the very, very clearly we have underestimated the complexity of the offshore wind projects. It makes a major difference whether you have to deal with conventional wind power as we did before, or if you venture into uncharted territories and develop entirely new platforms further offshore, highly complex steel frame construction you have to erect, and this has to be developed with our know-how with regard to high voltage transmission. And so these were highly complex projects covering all major challenges of this industry, and the mistake we made was very clearly that we underestimated the complexity of the technology with the proper estimations we would have implemented one project as a pilot project and ideally have others implement the follow-up projects to learn from the first pioneering project and transfer the learnings to follow-up projects. So we won 2 or even 5 tenders, and then ABB won the 6th project, and this certainly was a factor that added to the problems. And then we had all the regulatory problems and challenges, but we have to admit that there was a lack of competence, because at the end of the day, this is a highly complex challenge, including ship engineering, shipbuilding know-how, and major challenges you have to discuss with regulators who, as we venture into uncharted seas, and this led to a situation where we ended up in a situation where the first 3 projects now are burdened with a delay of 9 to 12 months at the end of the day. This is not the kind of project that you can cover with fixed price and timeline guarantees. We have and drawn the consequences. We know what went wrong. We now know what we have to do better. And Springer has assumed responsibility for all this and account for it. And now we are working at solutions, and the implementation of the projects can now continue at a faster pace. Siemens, a normal top company, top-level company, this is an ambition we have. And but we shouldn't make a mistake. We shouldn't make the mistake to believe that our company is less complex. A complex and international business like Siemens, it's impossible to manage such a company without some major challenges without specific challenges and issues. There always will be some issues to solve, but it's clear that we join hands to develop this company on an international basis, and if we make mistakes, we have to understand them, account for them, and correct them. With regard to our M&A acquisitions, rightfully you said that we have intentionally focused on acquiring technology and know-how, industrial IT software, for example, is a very important topic. This is one focus of ours. Another focus was our focus on smart grid technology, including the oil and gas industry. We made a very important acquisition in this area. But until today, we're focused on acquiring engineering know-how, but we do not exclude, and Mr. Käse and myself have said this time and again, to develop also bolt-on acquisitions covering multi-billion dollar businesses. This is another focus of ours. Thank you very much. The next question. Thank you. The next question from Philip Gonski, Dow Jones. Good morning, everybody. I have four questions, maybe five. First one, I didn't really understand the burden stemming from wind power and technology. Does this cover two projects or all four of them? Second question, revenue forecast was 3-5% and rather 3% for the first quarter. Are we below this forecast, 0-3%, or is the forecast still 3%? Third question, do you have changed your estimations regarding the second quarter? You have said that you expected an e-bond, but I didn't find this comment in the press today. And the last question concerns the power transmission unit. What do we have to expect? Mr. Käse announced a restructuring. How will Siemens respond to this challenge in the second quarter, in the second half year, and how will this have an adverse effect on your results regarding power transmission? We had 203 and then 278. There are some minor issues we have added, and this covers all North Sea projects. This concerns all four of the projects, including the projects we have not yet started, because we needed to meet some technical requirements in order to start with implementation. In our guidance for November, we have said we have said that we expect a moderate revenue growth, and nothing has changed. So we are expecting a moderate revenue growth. As for the second half of the year, we expect a slight growth of new orders. We expect a higher new order volume for the second half of the year than the first half of the year, and there are some indicators to justify this assumption based on talks we had with our customers, and we are quite optimistic that we can reach this. There are some major projects which have already been negotiated but not yet booked as new orders. You have seen that China is undergoing a process of administrative change, and all these processes have all these processes are still underway, and we are more optimistic for the second half of the year. And this is also shown in the figures. So we expect a new order growth in the second half of the year as compared to the first half of the year. With restructuring of the power transmission business, ladies and gentlemen, you have already seen the effects of our restructuring measures. The division has a new head. The entire division has been restructured with merging four business units into three business units, and we have developed some solutions, and Mr. Springer must have the opportunity to turn the situation around in 100 days, but again, we have already started to restructure the division, and the restructuring has already taken effect. With regard to adverse effects on our revenue, on our earnings, we've forecasted 100 million and for in terms of new burden, but new burdens are covered by the forecast. 100 million have already been taken into account for the restructuring of the division, right? Exactly, in the forecast, not in second quarter figures. No, I mean, the forecast for the fiscal year, yes, you can already see that this is a precautionary measure, and Mr. Springer will work on the content and then give you further explanations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gronsky. Next question. Michael Flemming of Börsenzeitung. Good morning. I have three questions. The first one concerns the business cycle. Mr. Löscher, you underlined that short cycle business in the industrial business is running well. Is Siemens affected at all in any way, except in new orders, by the dip in business cycle? And then the forecast, 11 billion, no, 600 to 800, 6 billion was the original figure, and it's now 600 to 800 million less, 1 million attributed to transformers, you said, and this potential of another 200 million euros, what is that attributable to? And the third question concerns NSN. A mid-sized three-digit million in amount was announced, including operating loss of several millions. Can you tell us what the overall year restructuring costs and operating losses is in total? We'll start with Mr. Löscher. Mr. Fleming, I will first talk about the new orders. And then the effect of the business cycle. Of course, this is reflected first and foremost in the orders, in the new orders figure, and we see here that especially the big projects are affected across the board. There is more competition there with regard to energy, the big railway projects, and there are also elements very often, Mr. Flemming. We've seen in the crisis that the financing is becoming an important differentiating factor. Very often we see things like PP models or financing commissions and vehicles. So these are all things that we're focusing on. So in this respect, we are quite positive that because we can outperform others. Negative effect is, of course, that we have business areas today which are massively impacted by new competitors. Two of them were mentioned, for example, transformers. This is an area where we have overcapacity. And, of course, there's also there are very aggressive, price-aggressive Asian competitors and the high-voltage switchgear, where we have a similar situation. In certain business, we're also seeing different pricing positions of a number of different competitors. So this is a very long answer to your specific question, let me say that we are taking a very differentiated view, a regional differentiation, and above all, it is a question where we focus on the big projects. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Flemming. Maybe I can respond to the other two questions, the forecast 06 to 08. This refers to the activity. The income from continuing operations after tax. It's not just that we have the North Sea thing, but a number of other things that didn't go so well, not just the transmission, but also the transformers, but also the high voltage stations and the Middle East, where big substations are being built. So I would say that transmission as a division, the impact here is clearly much higher than the other two impacts in the North Sea, or than just the North Sea impact and the 100 million, which was included in the structural forecast. When you book such burdens, this is preceded always by an expected growth margin of zero. And so all that taken together, all these adversities with regard to our original planning, the 600 million, which we saw as a lower end of the corridor, would easily result from just that. There are, of course, also some other challenges in the new sector which has been created. You may know that during the first quarter there was a 70 billion we had to adjust. This was in the context of trains. This was booked during the first quarter. Now, things like that, this is what this 600 to 800 million figure is attributable to. Now, with NSN, we have a situation where Nokia has already reported on the development of NSN, and according to joint venture contract, they do the communication. But maybe I can say this much. At Siemens, we believe that with the restructuring that has been taken place, after some irritations, I think we're on a good track. And after speedy negotiations with employers, especially in Munich, a lot of time has been saved. Now there's an agreement and we can now concentrate on the business again. So in that respect, we think that maybe 100 million, we can have an additional 100 million impact on the forecast. But please understand that, of course, we have to stick to the agreement and would not like to comment further on this development. Right, Mr. Flemmi, thank you.
The next question, please. Thank you very much. Next question comes from Angela Meyer, Financial Times, Germany. Good morning. I have another three questions. As a follow-up question concerning power transmission, do you plan to reduce the number of jobs? And you have mentioned three projects with 6 to 12 months delay. Mr. Kessler, you said all projects are suffering a delay. Can you mention the delays project by project? Because one of the projects should be concluded this year. You have also mentioned bolt-on acquisitions of multi-billion dollar businesses, that these are possible. Do you have some concrete projects in the pipeline, acquisition projects? And we have heard that you have also margin problems with regard to your rail business. Could you tell us which of your major projects are suffering a margin problem? To start with the last question, we have not privileged growth over income. We have our One Siemens framework to generate capital-intensive growth, and we want to grow stronger than our competitors, so we certainly did not privilege growth over income. And concerning bolt-on acquisitions, we will tell the press as soon as we have something to tell, and I've already communicated all we did until now, and I ask you to please understand that I cannot be more specific on this. You've asked for delays of concrete projects for the Borwind 2 project, we expect a shift from 2012 to 2013. Helwyn 1, 2012 delayed to 2013. Seawind 1 is under evaluation right now. We're expecting a possible delay, and we do not expect a delay for Helwyn 2. And concerning the job effect, I think Mr. Kayser has already talked about this, and we need to give Mr. Springer some time to implement appropriate measures, and then we have to discuss about appropriate measures, and there may be an effect into all different imaginable directions, but it's too early to speculate on job reduction measures. I would like to say it more precisely with regard to delays versus forecasts. Mr. Lesch has already told you where exactly we expect delays in project implementation, and I've said that we have taken all projects into account with regard to supplementary engineering costs. This does not mean that we expect delays for all of the projects, but we have to include additional costs, engineering costs, and we have to take them into account for our forecast and the technical evaluation of costs. Thank you very much. Next question, please.
Next question comes from Stefan Bauer, Euro am Sonntag. Good morning, gentlemen. Now, we've talked a lot about transmission today, so a different question. I would like to be interested in the price pressure and the Asian competitors. You talked about the transformer business and the switchgear. Where is there also price pressure? Is there increasing one? Is this affecting wind power? Do you see higher margin pressure? Now, the forecast seems to have confirmed this, that at the same revenue level, the profit is declining. Is this a longer-term thing Siemens has to prepare for? And the U.S. business, which is also quite significant, in 2012, you spoke of the economy picking up. Is this continuing? And in 2013, might there be another dip in the curve? And do you see potential pressure on the Siemens business? Thank you very much. I'll take the last question then first. I was referring to the year 2012. I think today no one can say what would happen after a presidential election, what the development will be, and what measures will be implemented by the new administration, how stimulating the environment will be for our important infrastructure business. So what I will say is clearly, or what I'm saying is clearly related to 2012. With Mr. Bauer, and your first question, we are seeing a very price-sensitive behavior of competitors in two categories. One is large orders, 400, 500, 600, 700 million business orders. The competitors who are particularly aggressive here, as far as commodities are concerned, they come from China or from that region. There are EPCs, and sometimes they're also from Korea. And we are seeing here that competition is growing fiercer. Everywhere where we can differentiate ourselves through innovation, we're actually doing quite well. And also when you look at the area of automation, the price pressure is relatively low because Siemens is defining itself through quality and innovation. Wherever innovation is less important because products are mature, for example, the substation transformers, there we notice that commodity features are coming in. Price and availability play in a more important role, and this is increasing. This is why it's so important, especially in the transmission division, to realign structurally and separate the product business so that we can really look at productivity and cost. Yes, and the margin pressure for Siemens, this is not something that will be with us for a long time. It is there this year, but it will not be a long-term problem, will it? Well, wherever there's competition, obviously, you always have to look at the terms and conditions. And we see as our task to differentiate ourselves through innovation so that not just price and availability will define pricing or price purchasing decisions, but also the quality and innovation. Thank you very much, Mr. Bauer.
Thank you very much. The next question from Jens Hack, Reuters. Good morning. I have a follow-up question regarding NSN. Mr. Kessler, you have said that we're talking about 100 million more than estimated and 640 million for current fiscal year. I have a follow-up question. Where are the most important sites for the manufacturing of transformers and switchgear facilities? If I understand this correctly, this would mean a job reduction by 500 jobs. And then the follow-up question regarding the North Sea projects. You have said that you have now considered the technical supplementary costs for technical changes. And do you also expect contractual fines to be paid? Thank you very much, Mr. Hack. Concerning the NSN forecast, I've already said in November 2011 that we expect a net volume of 500 million euros to cover the losses, which were already foreseeable. And we now expect rather 100 million euros more because the cost-cutting effects from the restructuring measures can be expected rather at the end of fiscal 2012 or beginning 2013, and our fiscal year ends at September 30th. With regard to transformers, the transformers are really struggling with an enormous price pressure at the 100 million provision we have introduced in our forecast based on market assumptions will not have an impact on job reduction. We've written off equipment we don't need anymore due to overcapacities or struggling with price pressure, as I already said, so I cannot share your conclusion that we have to face job reductions. With regard to North Sea projects, we will also have to face contractual items and issues. With regard to delays, we have also caps in our contracts, and so far we believe that additional financial burdens from delays are covered by what I've told you. With regard to North Sea power transmission from the North Sea, all parties involved, including regulators and wind power operators, signal us that we need to come together to find common solutions and to join hands to find common solutions. The meeting is planned for the May 2nd, and I think this is a good way to find solutions. Operator, do we have more questions? A follow-up question with the most important sites for transformer and switchgear manufacturing. Transformers are a global business. We have many factories around the world to be close to the customers. It's too early to speculate about manufacturing sites. I tell you again that 100 million is a lump sum figure which is not to be seen in concrete sites.
We have one from Bloomberg News, and then one from Mr. Flemming. Okay, so we continue with that one, but I will suggest that after that we'll close the list of questions we're taking. So, go ahead. Mr. Matthews, please. Yes, one question about the bolt-on acquisitions. This is possible up to several millions, you said, and I wanted to ask where you're looking. Now, we've seen that with these subsea cables, you are buying in competence you need. Can you tell us a few areas where you're actually looking specifically? Thank you, Ms. Matthews. Thank you, and you will understand that for very good reasons, I have to be a little unspecific here. But bolt-on, this is not several millions, but several billions, actually. All right, up to several billions, to be very precise. Right, thank you very much. Then, as I understand, we have one final question, Mr. Flemming.
Michael Flemming, Börsen-Zeitung. Please, two follow-up questions regarding the offshore burden. Because investors want to get an estimation on the involved risk, you've mentioned a cap regarding contractual penalties. How much of this cap has already been covered by your risk provision measures? Which percentage can still be expected in the worst-case scenario? And you have already said that 2014 is highly ambitious as a date. Have you made provisions for the Resilient 2 project? Mr. Flemming, no, Project 1, sorry. We expect that all potential contractual penalties have been covered by our provisions, and we have done this based on our best knowledge. We are relying and expecting coordinated action of all parties involved, because we don't believe that a damaging of a customer relation could be of any use. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll hear again on July 26th for the presentation of the preliminary results for third quarter 2012. We wish you a pleasant day and a successful evening, especially for Bayern Munich. Have a good day. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is closed.